This is Ellistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Derby weekend, Friday, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, I should say, Oaks and Derby weekend 2024. This Key Races and Bets podcast is brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager. AmWager.com is a great legal online wager website with great betting tools and perks. AmWager.com is legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covers most tracks in North America as well as many around the world. Check it out at AmWager.com. You can also get the written version of this podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, free at AmWager.com. Click on How to Bet and Ellistar's blog. We're going to cover a couple races on Friday the 3rd. The first is the Westchester Stakes, which is a Grade 3 stakes race at Belmont at Aqueduct, BAQ it's called, Belmont at Aqueduct Park, on Friday the 3rd with a post of 442. Charge It won the Grade 2 Suburban Stakes last July at a mile and an eighth. He's won at a mile and 16th and this one-mile trip. One of those was the 2022 Dwyer Stakes as a three-year-old where he crushed the field by 23 lengths. Something caused him to go on the sidelines for 7 months. After that, he returned with a big effort. He proved himself stakes quality again, second in the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park mile, a one-turn mile like the Westchester, and then won the Suburban before a trio of fourth-place finishes in a row, including the Breeders' Cup mile. He's been off for 5 months. He fired to win off a seven-month layoff before. There's no concern about the layoff, and frankly, his best race looks good enough to win. Adaro may have a lower probability to win than Charge It, but probably higher odds. It might make up for it, so it might be worth betting. He's won 6 of 12, 4 of 6 in a mile, including at Aqueduct. He had shipped up from the trainer's home base in Pennsylvania for that win previously. Does the same thing today off a strong win in a two-turn mile. Jockey Adorno's been up for all 6 career wins, and his most recent race, Adaro's, is good enough, particularly if Charge It doesn't fire. Winnett also won strongly at a mile in his most recent race 4 weeks ago. He's won 4 times at the distance. His only knock is he's never won back-to-back. He's finished second 3 times, so it's a must-use for Exactus. The likely favorite is Post Time, who I think is vulnerable. He's won 8 of 9, including the Grade 2 Carter last month, but that was 7 furlongs. I don't think he's as good as a mile. He beat Maryland Breds in January. He may be better in Maryland than New York anyway. I'm going to take a stand against him. Also, I want to talk about Messier. He has a shot to win, but I'll use him only in second on Exacta tickets. He was formerly trained by Bob Baffert. Was the next big thing in 2022 after winning the Derby Prep Robert B. Lewis Stakes in California after pressing sizzling early fractions through the opening 3/4 of a mile. He hasn't been the same since. He did improve when moved to the Dutro Barn over the winter, second in January in the winning, but disqualified to second March 30th. Both those were two-turn races. I think he's better around two turns. In the Westchester, Grade 3, Race 8, Belmont, post 442, Friday, May 3rd, I think I'm going to bet, and we should look to bet, Charge It at 2-1 or more, and absolutely consider Adaro at 3-1 or more, and just to mention the other contender, Win It at 4-1 or more might be considered a contender, but only if Adaro isn't above 3-1. So I'd bet 2 in here, and we're betting 2 horses at better than what we think are minimum odds. There's a big opportunity to get an edge by using a Dutching tool. A Dutching tool prorates wagers for the best value, and there's a free Dutching tool at AmWager where you just set the amount you want to win, not you want to bet, or the amount you want to win, and the math is done for you. Gets you a nice mathematical edge, and that's just one of many tools and perks at AmWager.com. For the Exacta, I want to play Charge It, Adaro, and Win It over Charge It, Adaro, Win It, and Messier, and that should pay nicely if Post-It's off the board like I think. Bonus race for March for May 3rd is the Kentucky Oaks, race 11 at Churchill Downs with a post of 551. The top contenders in the race are Leslie's Rose, Torpedo, Anna, and Tarifa. Now, these are the 3 likely betting favorites, but no heavy favorite in the race. Where's My Ring is a legitimate long shot in the race. I'll consider betting Leslie's Rose at 2-1 or more, Torpedo Anna at 5-2, Tarifa at 3-1, Where's My Ring at 6-1. This is another race to consider using a Dutching tool, looking for the best value, but Leslie's Road probably would be the better bet. But I have no problem betting 2 in this race, maybe even 3, if Where's My Ring is a big price. For the exact in the Kentucky Oaks, which is race 11 at Churchill with a post time of 5:51 Eastern on May 3rd, I'm going to play Leslie's Road, Torpedo Anna and Tarifa over. Leslie's Road, Torpedo Anna, Tarifa. Where's My Ring? Just FYI and Our Pretty Woman. So let me say that again. Leslie's Road, Torpedo Anna and Tarifa over. Leslie's Road, Torpedo Anna, Tarifa. Where's My Ring? Just FYI and Our Pretty Woman. We're spreading in second here because there is some nice prices if the favorites don't run 1-2. Briefly about the race, the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland, the Fairgrounds Oaks at Fairgrounds in Louisiana have been really historically the best two races. And Leslie's Road won the Ashland and Keeneland. Tarifa won the Fairgrounds Oaks. Torpedo Anna was very impressive winning the Fantasy Stakes in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I think all three are pretty evenly matched. Moving on to the big day, Saturday, May 4th. We're going to start with the Honey Rider Stakes. Race 5 at Gulfstream. A very nice stakes on the turf with a post of 3:04 Eastern. De Regresso won 4 weeks ago over the course with a sharp effort by a neck. Fernando Jaro was up for the first time and rides back, and the 93 Equibase speed figure the horse earned is the second best last race in the field and the best among those which haven't only won on the lead, which there are a lot. There are 4 or 5 here that like lead from the start. De Regresso should be able to run just as she did last month coming from off the pace. Majestic Venezuela is yet to run on turf but is bred to adore the sod. Her only half-brother won 6 of 10 turf routes, including 3 stakes. Majestic Venezuela led from start to finish on all weather when winning 4 weeks ago. But no other horse wanted to lead, and the fracture were really slow, so she's not a need-to-lead type, not one of the other 4 or 5 that want the lead here. I don't expect her to be anywhere near the lead in the early stages. Majestic Venezuela closed from 6th to lead late last fall before settling for 2nd. Is a lot stronger now. Should improve, but needs to also because her best equibase speed figure is 83 compared to 93 for De Regresso. Lady Cha-Cha found her best stride late a few weeks ago over the course at Gulfstream, rallying past 4 horses in the final stages. That was right off the claim by Cesares, and I think she may be good enough and get the same trip here. She's 2-for-2 on grass, makes her 3rd start off a layoff. In the Honey Rider Stakes, race 5, Gulfstream, post 3:04 Eastern, Saturday, May 4th. De Regresso, I will consider first for a win bet, and so should you at 5-2. Majestic Venezuela at 7-2. Lady Cha-Cha at 4. Again, I think we're looking to bet 2 of the 3 here at the highest odds and use the Dutching tool, like the 1-lamb wager, to help you get the best edge. For the exacta, I want a box. De Regresso, Majestic Venezuela, and Lady Cha-Cha. Moving later down the card at Gulfstream for another great turf race. This is the English Channel Stakes. Race 11 at Gulfstream, post 6:05 Eastern. On Saturday the 4th. Please Advise returns from a 5 months off for trainer George Weaver, who does really well off turf layoffs, in turf routes off layoffs like this. The colt won first out last June in a turf sprint, then finished 3rd in the stakes on turf, also a sprint. Stretched out to 2 turns and ran brilliantly at Keeneland last fall. Moved up easily from 4th. He led in the stretch, run down late, well clear of the 3rd horse, even though 2nd. He then shortened up to end his 2-year-old campaign and won the Atlantic Beach Stakes on the grass in New York. Please Advise looks like he can handle a sprint, a route, and any pace area which comes his way, and could fire very nicely in his 3-year-old debut. He also gets a nice pace to run at with need the lead type prevent on the rail and other speed horses in this race, such as Sentenza, Time Song, and Brawn. In a jam, ran his poorest race in 3 months, last out March 9th, finishing 4th and 9th in the Columbia Stakes at Tampa. I think he just didn't like the Tampa turf course because he didn't like, or shipping, because prior to that, on the Gulfstream turf, he ran 3 A races in a row, losing by a nose and winning 2. Both the wins were stakes quality, one from off the pace, the other from 7th. So In a Jam has a lot of ability and could snap back to winning form over a course he obviously loves. Salvatore Prince was beaten a neck for 2nd in the similar Cutler Bay Stakes March 30th, on the Gulfstream turf. He had won a race scheduled for turf but moved to all weather 2 races before that, and both he showed a good late kick. Salvatore Prince continues to improve with racing, may get away at a big price based on his 4th place effort 2 back and his 3rd place effort last out, so the public's going to think he's not in good form, but I think he fits nicely in the group and should have a say. For some exact tickets, we should consider Ninja Star, because he's finished 2nd or 3rd in all 4 of his last races on turf, winning 5 turf races back in December. He's been entered for an optional claiming price in 3 of those, so they were willing to give him, not give him away, but sell him. He wasn't that highly regarded, but now he is protected, not in for a claiming price. He ran 3rd in stakes, 2 back, and lost by a nose when ineligible to be claimed in his most recent race, April 12th. He's got a good late kick, and his odds should be high. In the English Channel Stakes, race 11 at Gulfstream Post, 6:05 Eastern, Saturday, May 4th. Please advise an In a Jam should be considered for win bets at 5-2 or higher, and I have no problem betting on both. Next, Salvatore Prince might be considered at 7-2 or more, but only if please one of the other two, please advise In a Jam is below those 5-2 odds. Then we make a second win bet. 2 exactas in the race, an exacta box of please advise In a Jam, Salvatore Prince, and an exacta box of please advise In a Jam, Salvatore Prince, and Ninja Star. Of course, the biggest race on May 4th is the Kentucky Derby. Race 12 at Churchill Downs, 6:57 Eastern. You can find the written analysis of this race all over the internet and particularly on the Key Races and Bets blog free at Amwager. The top 6 contenders are Sierra Leone, Just Steel, Fierceness, Resilience, Endlessly, and Just a Touch. I'm looking to bet Sierra Leone at about 2-1 or more. I'm looking to make win place show bets on 2 or 3 of the others who will be 10-20-1. Starting with Just Seal, Resilience, Endlessly, and Just a Touch, I have no problem betting 2 or 3 of those at high odds, win place, and show. Not as much as on Sierra Leone, of course, but enough to make a nice profit. And for the exact in the Derby, I want to play a 6-horse exacta box because there's 20 horses entered. That'll consist of Sierra Leone, Just Steel, Fierceness, Resilience, Endlessly, and Just a Touch. For $1, that's a $30 bet. We still have a very low probability of winning, but hopefully with one of the horses coming in first, one of the favorites maybe, or one of the long shots, we can still make a nice profit, maybe 10 times the $30 we bet in the race. Sierra Leone won the Bluegrass Stakes impressively, the 3rd fastest among all Kentucky Derby entrants this season with a 107 equibase speed figure, just a bit behind the 112 Just Steel earned when running 2nd behind the very fast Muth, who's not running in the race in the Arkansas Derby, and Fierceness 110 in the Florida Derby. For Sierra Leone, that was an improvement. He keeps improving his 3-year-old campaign. He went from 98 to 107. Last November in the Remsen, Sierra Leone made a sweeping move on the far turn from 7th to 1st. Looked like a winner, but inexperience got to him as he kind of waited, and Dornock beat him on the wire. When returning in February, Chad Brown added blinkers, and nothing like that happened, nor did it happen again in the Bluegrass as he rallied from 7th in both. That kind of big turn of foot to move past a bunch of horses in the Derby will serve him very well. He accelerated from 35 to 39 miles an hour in the Bluegrass, and that's exceptional. And he could do that to get out of any kind of traffic problems, get the lead, or at least get the top 3 into the stretch and hold on to win. I think he's a very talented, very smart horse with a big kick, and he's my top pick. That being said, Just Steel opens at 20-1. He finished 2nd behind Muth, who's not running in this race, in the Arkansas Derby. Everybody should recall last year, Forte and Mage ran 1-2 in the Florida Derby. Forte scratched. Mage was kind of ignored and posted the fairly good upset win. Just Steel could be this year's Mage. He earned the highest equibase speed figure in the field because that race was so fast. He tries really hard every time. He's a son of 2018 Kentucky Derby winner Justify, and there's little doubt he can get a mile and a quarter. Additionally, he's trained by Dwayne Lucas. Nothing would be greater than the 88-year-old Hall of Famer to win this race, and I think Just Steel is definitely a horse worth a win play show bet and using on exotics in this race. Fierceness is certainly a contender based on his 13-length Florida Derby win. He proved he belongs to the level, winning the Breeders' Cup Juvenile with a 110 figure last fall. He ran badly in the Holy Bull, but rebounded in the Florida Derby with another 110. He also likes to lead early in the race, which could be problematic because Dornock, who's on the rail, they tried to rate Dornock in the Bluegrass. They're not going to do that. He's going to go. He has to go because otherwise he's going to get covered up. Dornock goes, track Phantom adds blinkers. One or both of the Japanese horses, T.O. Password particularly, has the same style. So Fierceness is either going to be 3rd or 4th in the early stages and going wide in the turn, or using too much energy to get the lead over Dornock, he's going to be wanting late, or he gets bumped around, and then he's the kind of horse that he did it twice. He did it last year in the Champagne, and he did it in the Holy Bowl. He just gives up when he doesn't get what he wants. I got to use him kind of defensively, but he is more mature, and I'm sure Pletcher has schooled him into not kind of taking his toys and going home when he doesn't get what he wants. So I'm going to use him, but I think that he's not a good win bet at all. But he could run his best race. The scenario looks like he won't, but the scenario isn't what I envision may not actually happen when the race is run. Resilience, like Sierra Leone, has been a much better horse since adding blinkers, which you wore for the first time winning the Wood Memorial last month with a career best 103. It's a 10-point improvement. If he improves another 10 points to 113, he's right there with the top horses in this race, and he opens at 20-1. He, in both of his wins, he rallied from third on the turn to get the lead and held it nicely. He's a son of Into Mischief, so there's no question a mile and a quarter. He's trained by another Hall of Famer in Bill Mott, whose Country House ran brilliantly, went second, then moved up to first in 2019 when Maximum Security was disqualified for interference. Resilience is on a pattern for another career best effort, and he would not surprise me. Now, Endlessly is an interesting horse because he's only run on grass and all weather in his six starts. He may be ignored. His connection said they weren't going to run, then they were. He appears capable of running well on conventional dirt. His sire's Oscar Performance, who's very well known as a turf sire, he hasn't had many dirt horses, but he has had eight, which have won in conventional dirt. And one of them is a horse that, if you watch one of the races on Friday, and I can't remember which one, Tumbarumba. Tumbarumba is a multiple stakes winner on the dirt. And he is a son of Oscar Performance. So I think Endlessly may have a shot here. He made a visually impressive rally from seventh on the turn to be in front in the stretch and drawing off almost as good as Sierra Leone's rally in the Bluegrass. And that gives him a chance to do the same thing, to have that big turn of foot and get out of traffic. He earned a 99 figure. It might have been higher because he won easily. He had a 101 figure before that, so he's still a little short of the best here, but he could get better. And there was one horse in history that has the same pattern. That's Animal Kingdom, who won the race in 2011. He'd only run on turf and all weather beforehand. So he put in a strong half-mile workout on the dirt at Churchill, which means seems to make it look like he likes it. So I'm not tossing him out at all. Just a Touch is making only his third start last month in the Bluegrass. First start in a two-turn race. He improved to a career-best 105 figure, so he's on a nice pattern. He moved up from second to make the lead, and then it was run down by Sierra Leone, who was much more experienced, kind of like Sierra Leone versus Dornock in the Remsen last fall. Just a Touch continued on fine, and he ran pretty steadily to the wire, just like Just Steele did when he had no chance of beating Muth in the Arkansas Derby. As shown by other top three-year-olds in this Derby, experience can really be helpful. So this is his second two-turn race, and he is sired by a 2018 Derby winner, Justify. Just a Touch deserves consideration. Encino was going to be my sixth pick, but he scratched. So as I said, a great race. Look for value. Bet five or six horses exactly. You wouldn't normally do it in a 12-horse field, but you can at a 20. Bet two or three horses to win or win place and show. I think Sierra Leone's the best horse, but things can happen, and I wouldn't want to not have a bet on Resilience or Endlessly or Just a Touch, and particularly on Just Steele in this race. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this totally free at amwager.com. Click on How to Bet and LoStars blog. Get the Key Races and Bets blog. While you're there, if you're not a member, look around. You'll be really happy you did. It's one of the few privately owned advanced deposit wagering companies. It's legal for residents of most states and covers most tracks in North America and many around the world, and the team there is superb. So check it out at amwager.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.